Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. What up? What up? Wow. It is the Odd Couple. Yes. Is this thing on? It is on. And we're live.
We'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection,
wow.
And over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire building, the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Yeah, we'll get it there. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, along with my main man, Alan Lee, who's filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're here on your Friday. Can't wait. Mr. Lee, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, it's been so long, man. I thought I had got non-tendered or something.
Oh, what? You know. Come on, Alan. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Not at all. My man, Alan Lee, who was a big-time anchor in Detroit, at Fox 2, and did sports and whatnot before that. Worked in D.C., everywhere for people, but he... has filled in a few times with me. Always a pleasure, Mr. Lee.
Always so, good to see you, Rob.
How was Thanksgiving, you and the family?
Oh, man. I took a gamble and ate a big lunch of some turkey and the other stuff and tried not to lay down and take a nap.
Oh, please. You were out. What time did you wake up? At 2 a.m.?
If I eat and take a nap, I'm out. And Rob would be like, where you at?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to be careful, man. I believe it. And the crazy thing, too, Alan's son... Drake,
yes,
is one of my students at USC, and isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
That is crazy.
And he absolutely adores you.
Man, he's a great guy, and yeah. I love it. We work in the in the newsroom at USC at Annenberg, and he's one of the students there. So Drake is, he might be listening to this.
And I'm sure he'll appreciate the shout out.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We'll do that. So let's do this. Speaking of that, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without. That's right. Alex is our engineer, as always. Ethan is filling in for Rob G. He's our producer today. And Kevin Wyatt is the update anchor filling in as well. And before we get there, Alex, because, you know, Chris always talks about Alex the vegan. How was your Thanksgiving and what'd you eat real quick?
So, Rob, I'm extremely thankful. Got to spend it with Mama Bear. Got to see some good people. And, of course, you know I like to indulge every once in a blue moon. So, of course, I had all the scrappings. And this is the best part, Rob. I don't know if you know this, but I went actually to visit my ex-girlfriend's family for dinner.
Is that right?
Yes.
Whoa. Man.
And so the best part, Rob, is not only are they Ukrainian, so they had some hulupchi and some other different dishes that are very indigenous to their actual region. It was amazing. And you will be proud of me, Rob. I did not have any turkey.
No turkey. Wow.
Didn't do it this time.
Okay. So you just had a vegan type Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, it wasn't really vegan because a lot of stuff had butter and other stuff, eggs and stuff, but...
But it's just no meat.
Yes. There was another young girl that actually was pretty vegetarian, so they made a tofurkey, so I just had a little bit of that.
Tofurkey? Gesundheit.
Another thank you.
One. I mean, come on, Alan. Tofurkey.
Listen, I walked in the studio today, and I saw Alex. Alex is going to live to be like about 105.
Oh, yeah.
He's aiming for 120.
He was blending some stuff, you know, eating healthy.
It was tree bark and an arugula. You know, is that what it was?
Close, Rob. Close.
All right. So, great show on your Friday, and of course Alex has the funky flashback music as we go along. But Alan, let's start here. You know, with college football, and we know some college games are going on. Tomorrow's the big Michigan Ohio State game, and you know, both teams, right, are undefeated going into this, and this
top four,
right, and this is going to be big because whoever wins this is probably going to get at least the seat right from the Big Ten into the college football playoff.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that?
No question about it. It's a huge game.
It's a huge game. And Alan, here's my thing. We both worked in Detroit a long time, and you know Jim Harbaugh is the favorite son. Played there for Bo Schembechler. He was a quarterback, comeback kid, all that stuff.
Right.
He came back with the khakis. He's going to, you know, turn his program around. And let's be honest. Before last year, it was very, very underwhelming.
It was bleak.
It was very bleak. So much so that you remember they didn't give him a contract extension at first. You remember that?
Exactly.
Because it was that bad. They wouldn't fire the guy. Most guys who had done what he had done to that point, which was five losses to Ohio State would get you run out of Ann Arbor. But exactly. They, of course, didn't do it. He looked around for a pro job. There were no offering. Now, even the Lions wouldn't look at him. That's how much stink he had on him. All right? Even the Lions didn't want him. But, Alan, let me say this. So his record against Ohio State since he's been there, and he's been there since 2015 – is 1-5. He won one game, and that was last year when Michigan blew out Ohio State 42-27.
And I mean, a lot of those losses have not even been close.
No.
56-27 was one.
How about the 62-39 game?
Brutal. And I remember that one too. Brutal.
I was at a watch party at somebody's apartment complex in the community room with all these Michigan people, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, and at the beginning, it was like you couldn't beat Urban Meyer. And now you got Ryan Day in there, and that whole situation sort of still happened for a while. You know, it came down, when you looked at those two play each other in that pivotal game at the end of the year, it was as if Ohio State had a different philosophy on the types of players they recruited. And it was like Jim Harbaugh had a different way of trying to get things done. And it seemed apparent that Ohio State had a better understanding of the way that college football was being played and needed to be played and the types of athletes that you had to have in order to consistently win and to win big.
See, the issue I had with Harbaugh was he's supposedly the quarterback whisperer, right? Andrew Luck, all this stuff. And And he was the one who saw Colin Kaepernick's talent in San Francisco. Give him credit.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
He had Alex Smith there and was like, oh, no, Colin Kaepernick's going to be my quarterback, which people were surprised by that, and he was right. They got to a couple of NFC championship games, right? And they got to the Super Bowl one time. They didn't win, but that was it. So here we are, what I would consider another huge game. Last year, they beat Ohio State, finally, in the Jim Harbaugh era. And now here they are, 11-0, in the biggest game, to me, for Jim Harbaugh's Michigan career. It is huge because if you don't win or you get but lose or get embarrassed, was last year just a fluke because you'll be 1-6? And if you win, then you got to take a look and say, okay, he's really turned this around. He's 12-0. He beat Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio.
Exactly.
This is a huge game for Michigan and for Jim Harbaugh.
And at the beginning of the season, every time I would see the results or I would watch some of the Michigan games, I'd be like, well, who is this team they're playing? The schedule at the beginning of the season was not very difficult.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, there were so many cupcakes, I think Jim Harbaugh had a toothache.
So I kept wondering, and you know how fans are in Michigan, Michigan Wolverines fans, go blue. They love everything that happens. But I kept asking myself, well, I don't know how good this team is because of the schedule that they're playing. I mean, sure, you should be blowing out these teams.
And there were a couple ones that were close that you thought.
Exactly, exactly. So it's going to be a very telling and very interesting game tomorrow to see exactly where they are.
Am I being too harsh? Because I believe and I'm going to say this first. Don't forget when they made the college football playoff last year and they got embarrassed. Do you remember the score?
You had to bring that up, don't you?
Yeah, because
I think my scorecard ran out of room.
There wasn't enough room on the internet to put the score.
Right.
I mean, that's how big it was. But my point is, did they look like they belonged last year?
No, they were overmatched tremendously last year. Tremendously. And it illustrated how long of a road they had to go. So for them to be, and I'm going to give Harbaugh credit, for them to be back where they are right now, to be considered one of the top four teams in the country. And don't get me wrong, they have a nice running game. They have a nice defense. Everything
looks
good.
But he never got the quarterback that I thought he was going to get. You know what I mean? As recruiting for Michigan.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Right. He doesn't have, like let's say, what USC has right now. He doesn't have a Caleb Williams.
No.
Caleb Williams is
a stud.
As I tell you all the time, that guy is an unbelievable football player. So Harbaugh is sort of gotten the kind of guy that you, I'm sure he has his ear and he can sort of mend this guy or teach this guy to be up and coach him up to what he wants him to be. But he hasn't gotten that player that you talk about that's in that discussion.
You would have thought that an NFL coach who had been to the Super Bowl would be able to land that guy because most kids, and you know this, Alan, they want to play for somebody who could get them to the league.
That's why kids go to Alabama.
Right. Like I can look at when he goes and he says, you see this long list, these three sheets of paper?
Right.
These are the players who went to the NFL from my program. Now, you want to go there or you want to go to some other school where you have no shot at getting in the league?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's the same thing with John Calipari, different sport, but at Kentucky. You know,
right.
They may not win a national championship, but you're going to probably get into the pros.
Well, I mean, remember that one year they had like four guys in the first round or whatever it was, four or five guys, was unbelievable. But you get my point.
Yeah.
It's shocking, but I really believe that if they don't win, I got to say his tenure at Michigan was bad. And that's even with the win last year over Ohio State, okay? Because that's the only bright spot. It's just like there's so many bad moments and bad situations for Michigan. And I know Michigan, they love the go blue and all that. But they've won one mythical championship since the Louisiana Purchase, Alan. I mean, let's just be honest.
For Michigan fans, there are only two games on the schedule that you circle that you better win and that to impress the fans. That's Michigan State. You have to beat Sparty. And you have to beat Ohio State. Those are the two big games that you circled on your calendar to go, cannot lose those. Harbaugh actually lost both of those. A couple of seasons.
How about Michigan State's new coach beat him his first time in Ann Arbor?
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, those are the kind of marks that he's had in his career at Michigan. So I think this is a huge moment, not just for Michigan, but for Jim Harbaugh. And the lack of interest he got from the NFL said a lot.
And he makes a statement if he wins that game tomorrow on the road. Makes a huge statement about where his program is right now.
No doubt. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99-996-6369. Michigan, Ohio State. Is this Armageddon for Jim Harbaugh? Or is he good because he won last year against Ohio State? And if he loses, it's not a big deal. He's 11-0. He's going on the road to Columbus. And I just think at some point, Alan, you got to win those games for people to be like, this dude has turned it around officially.
Right.
If they go 12-0, winning the 12th game at Columbus, right, and beating the Buckeyes, then I would say he's flipped the script from where we were.
And not only that, when you win that game, you get, because it's a huge recruiting base between Ohio and Michigan, you can get some kids from Ohio who are top players in the country to go to Michigan as a result of winning that game, and vice versa. So it has huge implications tomorrow.
No doubt. All right, we want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We're going to take your phone calls coming up.
Put that turkey down.
That's right. It is the Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone who's half asleep in the great U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Alan Lee filling in for Chris Broussard.
Wow!
Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're talking about Ohio State and Michigan. The first time the two schools are undefeated for the final game here since 2006, Alan. So it's been a minute. Huge game. I believe this is a moment for the Jim Harbaugh era at Michigan. I know they won last year at home, but this is a chance to beat Ohio State on the road and their unbeaten season and make Michigan 12-0. Let's take your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's start things off with Let's start things off with Dre. You listen to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Dre, you're from Michigan. Go ahead. What's on your mind, man?
What's going on, Alan? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
What up, Dre?
What up, though, Rob? Rob, spot on. Exactly. if he don't win this game tomorrow, his tenure at Michigan has been a failure because he didn't do what he came here was supposed to do. Everybody said he was a quarterback whisperer. We haven't developed a quarterback in 7 years. All we did was pick off off the scrap heap of other teams, Shea Patterson, this guy, that guy. Nobody came through his system yet that has done anything.
I agree. He was supposed to bring a big stud quarterback, wasn't he?
Right. Yes. And what the problem is, Jim Harbaugh still has that same old 3 yards and a yard of dust philosophy. You got to let that go. Everybody else is upgraded and realizes what it means to have a passing game. And when Urban Meyer came to Ohio State, he went fishing in the SEC pond. He brought all some of that speed with him. Michigan has yet to do that. So this is a big turning point game for him.
No doubt.
It's going to determine his legacy here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dre. Appreciate it, my man. 877-99 on Fox.
All right. Let's go to Houston next where Gary is standing by. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I have 2 points to make. First of all, I'm going to give him a pass if he loses because their best player, Blake Corum, just got hurt, and he's arguably the top running back in the country. So if he can't go, I think they get blown out. And my second point is the committee says they will take into account injuries. So if Blake Corum doesn't play and Michigan barely loses, and LSU
but you
and
just
USC
said
lose.
They're going to get blown out. I mean, there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts.
Saying,
if they lose,
right.
I can't see them. You think Michigan and Ohio State are going to the Final Four?
Yes. If USC and LSU lose and Michigan loses a close game, they will get in for sure.
All right. Jim Harbaugh doesn't have to win this game, though. No. Okay. I guess not. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Gary.
All right.
877-99 on Fox.
All right. Andre from Massachusetts, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Talk to us.
Yeah, you know, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh, he most certainly has to win this game based on the fact the man was 0-5 against Ohio State before last year. Okay. So that's the first win, him breaking through. Secondly, all right, your star running back's hurt. That may factor in terms of you getting into the committee. But let's brass tacks here. Like, Jim Harbaugh is not considered a top college coach, period. Okay? You got your Nick Sabans of the world. You got your Kirby Smarts. You got your Lincoln Rileys of the world. He's not paid like a top coach. He makes about $7 million. All those guys are making over $11 million. And he has to deliver in order to get into that upper echelon. And the way that you do that, by the way, the guy sitting across from him, Ryan Day, who is the understudy of Urban Meyer. Okay, Jim, you've got this legendary name. You're coming from this legendary family. These are the games that define your legacy, not just having a last name. So it does, you know, him not having a player, that's kind of one thing. But he was embarrassed those first 5 years against Ohio State.
No doubt.
Okay?
Andre.
So this is a game he has to jump on this opportunity. Fight it out. Don't worry about the college football playoffs. Get it done, and then that will put the respect on your name that you seem to think that you deserve. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep, appreciate it.
Andre bringing the truth.
He's right, though, because if they win, and I get the injuries, but injuries are part of the game, Alan. If that's the case, just call the game off. No,
exactly.
Because if they win without the guy, then his lure is even bigger, wouldn't it? If you win without your running back. Look at what he did. He was able to put glue, tape, and sticks together, and they still went to Columbus and won.
When you're that type of a program, you're up there in the upper echelon, your backup should be a quality backup anyway.
Right. At that school, right. At a school like that, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go to Drew from Jersey. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Drew, what's your take?
So, honestly, I think that there's no pressure. I think he did what he did last year. And even if he loses, guess who needs a job or guess who where there's going to be a vacancy later who will take him back with open arms? Stanford, because David Shaw isn't getting it done. He hasn't won more than 4 games in the past 4 years. So I think there's going to be that
right,
opening.
But Drew, let's... We get all that, okay? But you got to admit that if he goes to 1-6, I mean, this is a chance to do something that people aren't expecting. And where this is where you grow and people go, man, can you believe Jim Harbaugh went into Columbus and won a game and beat 11-0 Ohio State?
Put yourself in the national championship
right
picture.
I mean, it's a huge game. All right, appreciate the call.
All right, let's go now to Cliff.
No.
Let's go to Jason. Sorry about that. In Kentucky. Jason, welcome to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, stop it.
Why is that, Jason? That the game means nothing? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying ask Nebraska how it is when they fire, you know, after they fired their coach that was winning 9-10 games a year. Where are they at now?
They just beat Iowa. I mean,
well, I'm saying, yeah. Like, if you fire Jim Harbaugh, who's going to replace him? Like,
yeah, but
it,
but
like
it can't.
Michigan's
wait a minute, but it can't be just that. That can't be your reason that you never make a change. Oh, but who are you going to get? The bottom line is, they were at one point paying Jim Harbaugh as a top three coach. Everybody in the top four had won a championship except for Jim Harbaugh, and at some point. You got to cash out. You got to win that big game, Jason. Is that a wrong expectation?
Half a championship in 100 years. It's not like.
Yeah, but that's what he came to. Didn't he come to Ann Arbor to do that, to change it, or no?
You need to lower your expectations.
Okay.
This is not Alabama.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Right. You want to squeeze in Jake?
Yeah, let's squeeze in.
Jake in Iowa real quick.
Oh, Drake's from Iowa. I hope you're not a Hawkeye fan right now, but what's your take there? You listen
man.
To The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What do you got?
Way to go down, Hawks. I'm clone, but. No, hey, Jim Harbaugh, it's college football, man. Ain't the pros. We know he can coach. He didn't let Kaepernick carry it three times to beat the Ravens, but these guys don't want him run out of Michigan, man. Come on. Jim Harbaugh, he proved in the NFL he could beat.
Wait
can
a minute.
There,
they got one win over Ohio State in 6 years? Come on. That's good.
But,
that's terrible.
He's the big game bedwetter. We know that.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Jake. He just said it, the big game bedwetter.
And if you people don't think that in the state of Michigan, it doesn't matter that you keep losing to Ohio State.
It does matter.
Before he won last season, there are a lot of Wolverines fans who were saying it's time.
That's why he didn't get the deal. You remember that? And they didn't get it. They gave him a reduced rate on his salary. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Braylon Edwards, the former Michigan All-American and host of Armani and Edwards on the Woodward Sports app. So we're going to do that. But first, Kevin Wyatt is here with the update. Kevin, how are you?
Doing great. And I agree with you guys. I think the pressure's on Michigan because for Ohio State, I mean, they've won a championship in the playoff
era. Right.
Up until last year, there was 5 in a row against Michigan. The pressure's all on the Wolverines. Ohio State doesn't feel like they really have anything to prove as a program. While a loss would be disappointing, it wouldn't be seen as like a setback the way a loss for Michigan would.
I agree, because you look at Harbaugh's tenure there, and it just won't be impressive.
So that's why I think Ohio State will win tomorrow. But with that said, there's a lot of college football going on right now on Black Friday. UCLA and California. The Bruins, ironically, in a position where USC wants them to win to at least make UCLA look a little better in the standings, but UCLA ahead of Cal right now, 33-28. They got about 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter up in Berkeley. And we got a wild one going on in Chapel Hill. In-state rivalry between NC State, 17th-ranked North Carolina. The Tar Heels were down by 7, got a game-tying touchdown with no time left in regulation to force overtime, and now they're battling with NC State in the second overtime. The Wolfpack on top 30-27, but North Carolina with possession as they're trying to either tie or take the lead. We'll see how that one plays out. The sports action got started earlier today. In the FIFA World Cup, Team USA played England to a 0-0 draw, and that puts the Americans in a position to advance to the round of 16 if they can win against Iran on Tuesday, and that's because Iran upset Wales 2-0, breaking a scoreless tie in the 98th minute after Welsh keeper Wayne Hennessy was red-carded late in the game. Iran would advance with a win or a tie against the Americans. And other World Cup scores from today include Senegal eliminating Qatar with a 3-1 win against Ecuador. Senegal eliminates Qatar with a 3-1 win. Ecuador, Netherlands, a 1-1 draw. And that's the main sports news that's been going on today, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. Hey, Kevin, real quick.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but for me and Alan Lee, every Friday's Black Friday. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
It is the odd couple.
You use that joke every year.
I do. And so once a year, it only works right today. I'm just saying. I can't help. I had to squeeze it in, and I heard Kevin mention Black Friday, so I said, if I'm going to do it, it's
You know, it's Rob. So special that we get 70% off like on Amazon.
That's right. Is that it? I wish. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. I know a few other people wanted to jump in. If you do want to still chime in on the Michigan-Ohio State, you can do that, 877-99 on Fox. We're hoping to get Braylon Edwards, the former Michigan All-American wide receiver, so we can chat it up a little bit about that.
Braylon, put the eggnog down.
How about the Ohio State? I mean, Ryan Day didn't miss a beat. When you think about and obviously they lost last year at Michigan. They got beat handily, but that school is pretty incredible because of no matter who's coaching, it seems like they just continue to win.
They do. Now, don't get me wrong. Urban Meyer left him with a great
But he's been going for a while now.
But now it's basically his thing,
right.
His product, and he's achieved success.
He's 11-0.
Right. He's continued to carry that program in the right direction. Worth every penny of what he's doing there.
Yeah, there's so much going on, and at one point I was wondering how much of a rivalry Ohio State and Michigan was because it was so lopsided. And we always think about rivalries, right? Teams need to win once in a while to make it special.
And we were talking, you know, and I hate to get a little giddy, but thank you, Nebraska, for beating Iowa because that means my Boilermakers now have a legitimate shot to be in the playoff.
Do they? Are they going to win?
They got Indiana tomorrow, that old Oaken Bucket game.
Yeah.
So they win that. If I'm not mistaken, they win the West in the Big Ten.
Wow.
Crazy, but.
All right. There you go. Nebraska wins, beats Iowa 24-17. And it says, let me see, Iowa can clinch Big Ten West with losses by Purdue and Illinois. So they got your school losing already. right?
No, they're saying with
no,
losses.
I know. I'm just saying. That's funny. Iowa, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I know the keggers are popping in West Lafayette tonight, buddy.
You already know. The college football playoff, we talked about this a little bit, Alan, and this is my issue with expanding. I know they're going to expand it. It's more money by having 12 teams. But here's one of the arguments against it. If you do that, this game, tomorrow's game, the 11-0s, you could rest players because both of them would make it.
Right.
And with 12 teams going into the college football playoff, right? I'd be like, I don't have to win this game. I'm in.
Right.
So
it's too many teams. I mean, 8. I'll even accept 8. Okay, you want 8 teams in? Okay, I can see.
But we
that.
Saw last year what Michigan was 4, and right. they got blown out. They weren't even competitive.
Right.
We've seen nothing but blowouts, haven't we?
TCU is compelling this season, but I'd be interested to see when they play one of the top programs in the country to see where their talent really stands. And that's if they play a top team in the country in a playoff situation, they get blown out, that discussion is really going to be hard to make that you get 12 teams in.
All right, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go to Bo, who wants to chime in. He's from Providence. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Bo, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm so excited to speak to you guys, especially you, Rob Parker.
Man, thank you, Bo. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Yeah, I think, after speaking to you, I might need some cigarettes and baby oil. Just to say.
No doubt.
I think Jim Harbaugh, he had a lot of pressure on him. Because like you said, they haven't won a championship since the Luther purchase, so... I think there's a lot of pressure on him. He hasn't won during college football play. He hasn't won a bowl game, like a major bowl game. So I think it's very important for him to win this game, whatever. And also, if he gets to to win that game, whatever, and make it to the finals.
Yeah, he just hasn't done that. And, you know, the other guy just called. Appreciate the call, Bo. Thanks for all the support, too. We really appreciate it. But the other guy said he's a bedwetter in big games. Right. I know that's a little crass, but he hasn't won the big games, Alan. Like that, Even when San Francisco, like they went NFC Championship game three times, I think, right?
Oh, boy, they, really going back.
No, but I'm just saying. But there's no signature big win, like, and I think that this would be. That's why I think it's so important for his career.
Yeah, I think that same.
Wouldn't
caller
this be
made,
a big?
It would be big. I think that same caller made the point that he said he doesn't consider Harbaugh to be among the elite coaches in college football, which is interesting,
right? Well, most because the other ones have all won. Like they all have like a national championship attached to them.
Yes,
just one. You don't have to have 8 or 9 or 10.
And you know the funny,
but you need to win once.
The funny thing about that, I think you could answer that question is: let's say you quit your job as a head coach in college football. How quick are you to get another top quality job? So if Saban quit, you know, tomorrow his phone's blowing up. Lincoln Riley leaves USC tomorrow for some bizarre reason. Phone's blowing up.
If Harbaugh he ain't leaving after they paid three times what his house was worth.
Tell me about it.
How much is your kid's tuition?
But
never
Jim
mind.
Harbaugh leaves tomorrow, how many top college programs? And I'm talking about top. I mean like what you consider to be the top.
If he loses Saturday, it wouldn't be ringing. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, like, it would be interesting.
Because, you know, he tried to go back to the NFL. Remember?
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
And there was no takers. Even, like I said, even the Lions, his name, it's just been 3 years earlier, and he wanted to go coach the Lions, they would have dropped whoever was there and they would have hired him.
Right.
But he just doesn't have that kind of magic anymore. And so that's why I think it's a huge game for Jim Harbaugh, a huge game for Michigan. And we need to see a better performance if they do get into the college football playoff than we did last year. Because last year they didn't look like they belonged, and that was bad.
Like I said, you get into
you can lose and play competitive.
You get into those games against like Alabama, Georgia, and teams like that. You get to understand where your philosophy of football is totally different. It's almost like you aren't playing the same game to some extent because their athletes are quicker, faster, bigger, the things they do are different. The way they throw the ball, the way they run the ball. And then you come in with the way that you've been playing, and it's a totally different thing. And whether a coach can adapt to that and say, I need to change the way we do things in order to compete on that level. Some coaches are reluctant to do that, to make that change.
No doubt about it. All right, coming up next here on The Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday, it is time for Shekel City Plus.
Uh-oh.
Alan Lee is going to tell us about the World Cup and how the USA fared today in action in the World Cup. We'll do that and much more. Stick and stay. It is The Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We're going to try to get Braylon Edwards for a couple of minutes. Ethan, do we have him, or should we do Shekel while we... All right, let's do Shekel real quick.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Shekel City. Last night, I won a couple shekels, but here we go. Tonight, best bet, I'm taking the Brooklyn Nets -3.5. They play the Pacers. I'm taking the Atlanta Hawks -8, and I'm taking the Celtics -7.5. So, Alan Lee, I've been actually winning of late. You know, I got to pay for that new car, you know, so hopefully it'll work out.
Rob, what happens every time you take Brooklyn, though?
Yeah, they lose.
What are you doing?
Alex,
what are you doing?
That. But tonight against Indiana, -3.5, it was just too attractive for me to let it go. But remember, BetMGM is a great place to do that if you want to put down some shekels. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right. All right. So we're not going to get him. I thought we were going to get him. Alan, let's talk about the soccer World Cup.
By the way, though, have most people seen you in sporting your new ride?
Yeah, people here have.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you like it?
You look good, man.
Thank you, buddy.
You
I love it.
Good. All right. So soccer. USA made a special point today to get up and watch England and the USA today. It's hyped all over the place. In England, they were like saying, we should win by 6 goals over the USA. They aren't ready yet.
That's what I thought.
Easy game. Wound up being 0-0 final time.
Do you say nil-nil or no?
I think you do.
Something. Do you say nil-nil?
That is the proper way, Rob. Yeah,
is that right? See, I know a little
like
bit.
Like 15 love.
And right, that's tennis, right?
Well done.
And I guess in to be proper, I should be saying football, not soccer.
Right, that's what they call it.
Right.
Right.
And they get upset when you call it soccer.
So now the U.S. has played 2 games, and both have been tied, right? 1-1 and 0-0.
For the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes. Now, here's the interesting thing. They play Iran on Tuesday. If they win, they're in. So, and that game certainly won't have – that match certainly won't have any political implications. The U.S.
Right.
playing Iran, that would be quite the matchup right there.
But the ties.
Stand ties. I don't understand. I mean, I get it because ties, you actually get points. But the way that you grew up and the way that I grew up playing different sports, I would play until the streetlights came on to win.
Until somebody won.
Right.
I think soccer, because you can go like 4 days without scoring. That's why I think that they'd go with the ties.
Right. Now, Alex and I were talking.
Right, Alex?
Yes,
sir. You know what I mean?
Alex and I were talking during the break, and he has a very good point. When you're such an underdog like the USA against a powerhouse like England,
what do you play?
A lot
keep
of
away?
People are expecting to possibly have a good chance to win the World Cup. When you can come up to that level and tie them at a zero and shut them out, 0-0, that's almost considered a win for the U.S.
Oh, I don't doubt it, especially considering that people thought that England, right?
Yes.
Was one of the premier teams, right? This was supposed to be a 4-goal, 4-1, something like that ilk. So to shut them out is huge.
I guarantee you the Brits are not happy tonight or going to bed.
So the 4 o'clock tea was not good today.
It's not there. I guarantee you there's a lot of pints going around that not going down easy.
Who was the other team that won? Saudi, right? Saudi Arabia.
And Saudi upset Argentina.
Right, and Saudi upset Argentina.
Yes.
And did you see what the king or prince over there did? He's buying every single guy a car. Did you see, Alex, what? Did you see it?
Oh, I did, and they're actually going to make it a national holiday now for that day.
Wow. So
what car is it again?
The king is kind of like Oprah, huh? Get a car.
You get a car.
You get a car.
It makes your car put to shame, Rob. That's all I'm going to say.
No doubt about it.
Everybody Bentleys, I bet.
Is it Bentleys?
No, it's not. But
let me tell you, I did see it.
I'm sure it's not a Pinto.
Here it is. Look at this.
Oh,
Rolls Royce Phantom.
Yeah?
That's the car he's getting everybody.
Wow.
This is the prince there. That is a beautiful car.
That is a beautiful car.
And well, because Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, you could, they were crying for Argentina down in Argentina.
You roll through In-N-Out in that.
Yeah.
You are doing all right.
They probably will give me two extra packets of of sweet and sour
sauce.
Spread
too, maybe.
No?
Right. But here's the interesting thing, and, I was excited about this from this standpoint. The USA has one of the youngest teams in history out there. So these are a bunch of young guys.
So that in 250 will get you on a New York City subway.
But it bodes well for the future.
If but the future's young, now.
Right.
Are you really doing that?
You're that young. The future now. You'd be making if the U.S.
This is the first time in 8 years they've been in the World Cup. Correct.
To win the World Cup, and if they go on to even do extremely well, this team will have set a huge precedent for the U.S.
So if they get blown out now in the next game, then what?
You're not supposed to get blown out by Iran. But like I said, that's one of those games where you know the Iranian people right now have added incentive.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting. No, they should win. And if you remember they didn't qualify the last time the World Cup came around.
Exactly.
And I remember Fox was not happy. As you can imagine, you know, they had the big...
You know what I enjoy listening to soccer, though, broadcast FIFA, like the post-game and the pre-game, they have local American broadcasters who cover the NBA and the football have nothing on soccer broadcasts. They are brutal.
What do you mean, homers or just or tough?
No, they will call you out in a heartbeat.
Oh, and they don't win.
Their assessments are brutal. Well, they will tell you that so-and-so stank tonight, so-and-so didn't do this, didn't so-and-so play?
Because they're so caught up because it's so a national thing, you know what I mean? Like national pride or whatever. So I do get why they're so caught up. All right, Alan, hour number two of the program coming up. We're going to do a little LeBron James. Kevin Durant gave him some love about the pending passing of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but I don't know if it's as shiny new toy as people are making it out to be. We'll talk about that and much more. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay!
Unless you tie, USA!
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.